will resign. Ricardo Rossello's resignation coming after days of angry, massive street protests. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Following nearly 2 weeks of protests and political upheaval triggered by the leak of crude and insulting chat messages between Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello and his top advisors, a crowd of thousands erupted in cheers outside the governor's mansion in Old San Juan late last night. After Rossello used Facebook to say he'll step down a week from tomorrow, the island's Justice Secretary, Wanda Vasquez, is set to take the job, becoming Puerto Rico's second ever female governor. I'm Matt Small.
U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated after former special counsel Robert Mueller appeared on Capitol Hill in Washington Wednesday, the president calling the hearings a very good day for himself and fellow Republicans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said after Mueller's testimony, which was about his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by Trump, that Democrats would push on in their own probe of the president and his administration. Legal analyst Claire Finkelstein says in an AP interview, former Mueller's testimony didn't stray from his April report.
If he wasn't comfortable discussing something, it was outside the purview of his investigation, or he would refer the questioner to the report.
Mueller told members of Congress that his investigation did not exonerate Trump of obstructing justice by trying to thwart the probe. The Associated Press reports Tunisian President Baji Caid Essebe has died at 92. This is VOA News. A South Korean defense official said Seoul is closely monitoring North Korea's moves after the North fired two missiles into the sea Thursday. The launch of the missiles is apparently aimed at